believe the Poyers are the only ones that are visiting with us tonight, so let me explain what we do from time to time. We're a very much a praying congregation. We believe so intimately and so strongly about prayer that we do pray often together and as a congregation. Sometimes when we're looking at our prayer concern list, we realize that we need to dedicate some special time to prayer. It's not that we don't pray for these that I will mention today at other times, but sometimes we just feel like we need to get together, explain some things, talk about some things, and then pray for these. After I present a few thoughts concerning prayer, and after I read the list that I have, if you have anyone else that needs to go on that list, of course, I'll ask for an opportunity for you to say that. I did forget to say one thing. Since we no longer have a secretary, I'm the secretary in charge of the church calendar. So please get with me about the shower and make sure that we get it on the calendar. If we ever get a conflict and have two things, it's all going to come back to me. So let's please do that. As I began to prepare some thoughts for tonight in this special prayer service, I decided I would begin with the very basic of questions. And I'll ask you the question that I ask myself. What is prayer? We could probably find a good definition in the scripture to describe prayer, but for me and for you, what is prayer? Well, this is what I wrote down. Prayer is expressing our heart to God. Now, admittedly, God doesn't need us to pray. He already knows our heart, but God wants us to pray. Because petitioning God with our prayers shows him that we are completely dependent upon him. Someone who is self-reliant doesn't feel a need to pray because they can take care of themselves. And admittedly, that is kind of a macho feeling among men. I can take care of myself. I can take care of my family. But it just doesn't work. We need God. We need to acknowledge that God is our Heavenly Father and that Jesus, His only begotten Son, is our Savior. And if we go to heaven, it's because of Him. And that leads me to our next question. Why do we pray? What I'd like to do is just give a brief overview of several reasons why we pray, and then I'm going to mention one, and that will be, why are we praying tonight the way we are praying tonight? All right, first of all, why should we pray? Because God deserves our thoughts and our intent in prayer. God deserves it. He is our creator. He is our sustainer. He is our Father. He deserves every word of praise that comes from our lips, every thought of praise that comes from our heart. That's why we should pray. Why should we pray? To reinforce the love and the bond that we have with God. Or as we might say, the relationship that we have with God. That's what reinforces that bond. Why should we pray? We pray to show our gratitude. We pray to ask for personal help and guidance. We ask for support and direction. We seek forgiveness. And there are many other reasons why we should pray. But now let's get to the main reason why we're going to do tonight what we're going to do. Pray for others. Well, why should we pray? To ask God, to petition God, to plead with God, to beg God to help other people. Now, is it selfish to pray for other people? Let me answer for you. Yes and no. No, it's not selfish to pray for other people, to seek the best for other people. Isn't that what agape love is, seeking the best for others? But yes, it's very selfish because we love the people we're praying for. We want them restored, healthy, so that we can enjoy our time with them. So, no, it's not selfish, but yes, we want it to happen. We want them to be helped. That's why we are praying. James 5:16. Actually, the King James uses the word faults. A better word to use according to the Greek would be weaknesses. James says, confess your faults or confess your weaknesses one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. That's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to be effectual in our prayers. We're going to be fervent in our prayers, and we're trying to be right or righteous in God's eyes. Paul also said a great amount of things about prayer. Romans 12:12, being faithful in prayer. Philippians 4:6, make requests to God in prayer. Colossians 4:2 says we are to devote ourselves to prayer. And our next question: what should we expect when we pray? And specifically, what should we expect tonight concerning our prayers? The good news is, actually we've got good news and bad news. The good news is God hears and considers and answers every prayer. He hears, he considers, and he answers every prayer. That is the good news. The bad news is the answer that he gives might not be the answer we're looking for. But that doesn't mean we question God's love, not one iota. That does not mean that we should ever question God. God doesn't make mistakes. And finally, and here is my conclusion. Even though we pray a lot, and I really believe I'm speaking for everyone here tonight, even though we pray a lot, I at least can pray even more. Now, I'm not going to use Paul's statement to the Thessalonians, pray without ceasing. I'm not going to use that in an overblown way. But brethren, prayer is our daily, our hourly, our moment attitude. We have to have an attitude of prayer. What is the attitude of prayer? I think Jesus described it when he said, Father, answer my prayer, but not my will, but thine be done. We need to pray without ceasing. We need to never give up on our prayers. And I'll assure you, this congregation will never give up on our prayers. I was talking to Helen this morning. Helen really wanted to be here tonight because she wanted to hear her daughter Rita's name mentioned in prayer. Rita is in a flux right now. She has lost one lung to cancer. Now the other lung has some cancer spots. They're trying to reduce them, but I cannot begin to imagine what Rita, what her mother, what her grandmother, what her family is going through. We really need to pray for Rita. We also need to pray for Ennis Bearfield. We were talking about Ennis this morning. Ennis is losing blood, and the doctors can't determine where the blood's coming from. I can't remember who it was, but someone was saying they have heard where it is absorbing into the stomach. Maybe the blood is absorbing into the stomach, so they can't really determine where it's coming from, but if they don't determine where it's coming from, they don't know how to stop it. So those of us who have known Ennis for a long time, he is just a shell of what he normally is. We really need to pray for him. I meant to get with Clara's daughter, Laura. We certainly want to remember her in our prayers. In fact, there are several in Clara's family that we need to remember in our prayers, Charlotte, her sister, and others. Clara keeps us informed about that, but let's always remember some of Clara's family in our prayers. I spoke with Alice this afternoon. She said her knee is recovering. She said she'll always have some problem. I'm just paraphrasing Alice. But Alice has had some reoccurring problems with her back, with her knee, and so forth. We certainly want to remember her. We want to remember her mom, too. Her mom has reoccurring health problems, and she is such a sweet lady. We certainly want to remember her in our prayers. We need to remember Chuck and Lola Chaka in our prayers. You remember Lola's grandson died recently in a tragic, tragic, tragic way. Now another one of her grandsons has been in a very, very serious motorcycle accident. And as a grandparent myself, I can't imagine what they're going through at times like that. So we certainly need to remember Chuck and Lola in prayer. We need to remember Debbie Zarnicki in our prayer concerning her health. But we need to remember Waco in our prayers also concerning his spiritual health. We'll just say it that way. We want to remember Ken as he recovers from his neck surgery, realizing that as soon as he recovers from his neck surgery, he's going to have back surgery. So we need to just put Ken on our regular prayer list, help him get through this neck surgery time, and then we'll lead right into his back surgery time, and we need to do that. We need to remember Nancy in our prayers also. Nancy has some health issues. She had a biopsy taken the other day. I don't think she's heard about that. We're very confident in that, but Nancy has some health issues also we need to remember. If you got our email, and I don't know if it was on the Sunday sheet, Nick Fahler lost his mother. They drove to Michigan the second day after Sue called me and told me. I got an email. They got to Michigan about midnight on the second day. Obviously, if they drove up there, they'll be driving back, but they'll be driving back after the funeral. So we need to remember not only Nick in his time of sorrow, but also in their travels. That's, I'm sure, very challenging. It was good to have Mike Hahn. Yes, Kim. Yeah, Nick is a tremendous diabetic. Tremendous is the wrong word. He's very, very diabetic. And if you've ever worked with Nick up here at the building, he has to stop from time to time. So, yeah, Ken, I'm glad you mentioned that also. It was good to see Mike Hahn here today. I was teasing with him, but it's really no teasing matter. Mike came close to dying when he was shocked like that. His broken bones were minor compared with the fact that he could have died with that electrical shock, but he seemed to be doing very, very well. I correspond with Alan Husak. Some of you probably do too. I only mention Alan because he's a former member of this congregation, and don't tell him I said this, but he wishes he was still a member of this congregation. He tells me that, and I believe him, but they're in Victoria because of family. Alan has even more problems upcoming. He is in continual pain because of structural problems, and he has other problems also. He's very concerned about his wife, Marilyn. She has health issues. We need to remember Alan and Marilyn, and every time he and I correspond, he always puts a little blurb in there. He says, and please tell the brethren in Port Lavaca how much I love them, and he really does. He really does. I don't mention Linda often. In fact, if she's in the audience, I don't mention her at all. She's just such a weird person as far as that goes. Don't quote me. Oh boy, I'll be sleeping on y'all's couch if you do. That's my wife. That's my wife is Linda. Linda, as far as her revision surgery, physically, she's right on schedule. She still has a lot of pain, but that's to be expected with this revision surgery. But she has somehow convinced herself that since that first apparatus broke, this second one is going to break also. And her pain was a lot worse after the first one broke than it was even before she had the first one. So please remember her in your prayers. She has already told me, so you'll know this. The first Sunday she's out, she'll be here. The second Sunday she's out, she's going to be with the grandkids there in spring. So you can expect that. Please pray for my mom. Mom, don't tell her I said this, but age is catching her just like age catches a lot of us. She doesn't hear as well as she used to, so you might have to ask her to explain, but she's still a sweet, sweet woman, so I know you won't mind doing that. We put Cleo really in the same category. Cleo is so, so physically weak, very susceptible to problems. I spoke with Joe. I did not ask Joe what her problem was, but Joe was in the hospital while I was out with Linda's surgery. She says she's doing fine. we'll just expect that that's the case. They were both here this morning. I wish Amy had have been here. I don't have an update on Linda Lewis's sister, but evidently it's not going real well, because I think Linda has been with her sister longer than she intended. So if any of you here, maybe see on Facebook or something, something about Linda Lewis, let me know, because I'm very concerned about that. I did get an email from Mike McGuire this afternoon. Perhaps you did also. You remember Lynn, his oldest son, had that heart ablation. Well, he just cut and pasted Lynn's response. Lynn just thinks he's doing very, very, very well. They ran into some bleeding problem during the process, but they've got that all cleared up. He's even been okay to drive, so that sounds real good. Whether that ablation will do what it's intended to do is just a matter of time. But Lynn is in very, very good spirits, and of course that'll make Mike and Marilyn feel good also. Marilyn, we still pray for her health. Mike, we still pray for his health also. I've got Rhonda Metter on my list. If you remember Rhonda's daughter-in-law, another very, very tragic death not that long ago, she is having a very, very difficult time getting over that, mainly for her son. Her son was married to this young lady that committed suicide. She's very, very, very concerned about that. I have found out firsthand, all of her emails just do not go through. So if you have a desire to send her a physical card, give her a physical call. I really don't know. I think she does text. I'm not even sure if I have that. But not all of her emails go through. She's on iCloud, and it just is not working real good for her. So if you would like to drop her a card, she's struggling. Mainly she's struggling because of her son tragically losing his wife. We want to remember Tudor in our prayers. I can remember 8 or so years ago when it looked like Tudor was on the brink of death, and I said, never give up on Tudor. 6 or 8 years later, she's still very, very, very weak. I know our ladies' Bible class goes to see her on a regular basis. I'm sure some of you do also. Just a wonderfully sweet lady, and we're certainly sorry she can't be out more often. Want to remember Frances and the family at the passing of her sister. We never got to meet her sister, but we prayed for her often. So I hope that Frances will receive comfort from that. I also put Patrick Cabina on our list, our newest brother in Christ. And I tell you, he's a sharp cookie, because he proposed to Daisy. So we know he's a sharp cookie. So we want to pray for him in his new adventure in Christianity. We want to pray for them collectively as they start their marriage together fairly soon. We still want to remember Aaron Recker. Those of us who knew Aaron and knew him well, I miss him. I miss Aaron. And he's run into a lot of emotional problems. The congregation up there doesn't seem as eager to welcome. I shouldn't have said it that way. He's having trouble getting to the building for church and things like that. I asked Barry or Krista how far he lived away. If it's close enough, we'll send him money. He can buy a bicycle. You know, Aaron's healthy in that respect. He can ride that bicycle. We've got someone that rides their bicycle up here, so I guess he could do that also. But we'll see what happens. Okay, we're down to the Rosenbrocks plural. And I want to say right off the top of my head, I've known Walter and Velmer all my life, all their life, just about. I pray for y'all as much as I pray for the children. This has got to be so very, very taxing on you. Buster, who is one of my dear, dear friends, still struggling with his cancer. He'll have a good day, a bad day with his cancer. They'll think they've got it, and then he's back in the hospital, and then he's out, and that's bound to be a terrible, terrible strain on the family. We do pray for him. We pray for Holly. She's there with him. I understand she's starting to cook a little bit, so maybe that will be that will certainly be helpful for him. But then Buster's brother Jeff. The saddest thing to me is we prayed for seizures, and then we prayed for strokes, and then we prayed for PICs, and now we're praying for tumors. But the Lord knows. regardless of what we think it is, regardless of what the doctors think it is, the Lord knows. And I think now the doctor has determined what she thinks it is. I hope that's what it is, because what she thinks it is treatable. So we certainly are hoping that that is the answer. Jeff's wife, Kim, most of us remember her before she moved up there. She still has that nerve disease. I can't even remember. Whatever it is. That nerve disease. And I understand that's come up again. Well, I would imagine so. She's so worried about her husband. And then Mackenzie had something on her neck, and now they've found a mass on her spine. And as soon as she can, she's going to get an MRI on that. So we need to remember Mackenzie in our prayers also. That would be Jeff and Kim's daughter. Curtis is anticipating full knee replacement surgery. He goes Friday to find out when it is. He had arthroscopic surgery on his good knee, and now they're trying to get it well enough so that when he does total replacement on his bad knee, he'll be able to handle that. So hopefully this coming Friday, they'll at least find out when the surgery is to be. It was so good to see Ima here this morning, but if you had a chance to visit with Ima, she's also very, very, very weak. She's staying with Judy. I didn't know which daughter she was staying with, but she's staying with Judy in Ganado. She has an apartment at Trinity Shores reserved, so as soon as she can come back, she's going to go out there, and I told her that's wonderful. We'll be able to check on her so much better when she gets to Trinity Shores, and that's a wonderful, wonderful facility. I was asking Vicki this morning about her mom. Her mom seems to be right on schedule. She also had total knee replacement. Vicki said she keeps her a while, and then the sister keeps her a while, and then they alternate that way. That's an advantage of having a big family, but we'll remember Vicki's mother in our prayers. I put Buddy and Kitty Shevchik on this list. I imagine, like the Letterdens, I bet they've never even had a chance to meet Buddy and Kitty. But they've been so ill for so very, very, very long. And Kitty especially, she was in of a family that was really instrumental in helping this congregation, parents, sisters, and so forth. So we need to remember her. I noticed that Sissy was here today. That would be a niece. And her husband, John, I can't remember Sissy's last name right now. Durham. He's not a member of the church, and I've tried and tried to set up a visit with him so we can talk about it. Sissy said it would be better to come through her, okay, but time has passed. Maybe it's time for us to step in on John. His mom died. I knew his mom very, very well, Jerry. She died not long ago, and he's really having problems with his dad. He's got Alzheimer's and other health issues. So let's remember them in our prayers also. Lucia Weekly was also able to be here today. Age has caught her. She has congestive heart failure. It seems that the heart doctors don't think there's really anything they can do. So from time to time, that fluid is going to build up. She's also having so much problems with her eyes. You'll probably see her a lot of times. She'll have her hand covered her eyes. Even these lights are bothering her eyes. So we need to remember Lucille in our prayers also. Thelma Wynn is another one. Thelma has a lot of health issues that keeps her away, and we need to remember her as well. We need to remember Bob Shamp. He's out in the foyer. He still has a cough, and so he doesn't come into the auditorium, but he and Charles will be leaving about 10 o'clock in the morning. We want to pray for their safety. We want to pray that Bob gets these tests run this time, and he will receive some good news from that. We always keep Kidron on our list also. Kidron is just a bundle of energy, and he perks all of us up. But he still has health issues that we need to be cognizant of. We know God is, but we want to continue praying for Kidron as well. I just found out today, I had heard that Israel. Is it boyfriend, friend? A boyfriend, all right. That's official now. That's official. Rose's boyfriend, who is a great guy, incidentally. I knew he had a death in his family. A cousin died in Oklahoma. Now a sister has also died in Oklahoma, and I understand another sister is very ill. Did I understand that correctly? So I don't know if he'll be back real quickly. I do know one of them was going to have just a memorial, so he might be back for that. But let's remember Israel. Israel is a good Bible student. And I think between his studying of the Bible and Rose's discussion with him and Jairus and Jalen's discussion with him, I think he'll be baptized very soon. I really believe that. I pray that that is the case. We also, and these are more generic, we need to pray for our teenagers. We always do that, but the world our teenagers are growing up in is such a terrible, terrible world. We have not done a good job in preparing a world for our teenagers. Let's remember them. We've mentioned some of our elderly. Let's certainly remember them. Life just gets more difficult as you get older, as we know or as we will find out. And the last thing that generically I want to mention, oh, and of course we have these that Virgie gave us, Tina and the others, kinfolks and all. I won't read those again since Keith mentioned those, but we certainly want to remember all of those in our prayers. But I also want us to pray for our politicians. I've lived in this country all of my life. I have never dreamed there would be so much hatred and animosity, using politics as the avenue for this hatred and animosity. And I'm not saying this against anyone at all, but to have a funeral and turn it into a political rally against someone else, that's just not right. Regardless of how you feel about any of the politicians exclusively, our country has just gotten so very bad. All right, I would like to do some others. Let me start with Walter. Yes, R.L. Schaefer. Is he still in the hospital? I really feel badly. Okay. The rehab where he is the old Warm Springs out on the Quero Highway, the new part of the old Warm Springs. R.L. Schaefer, you remember his wife of 72 years passed away just a few weeks ago. He had a light stroke and then he had a stronger stroke, and he's in rehab there. Alice. Okay. Absolutely. Yes. There are several of us, Alice, maybe even more than I know, that think of Michael quite often. We're just so sorry he made some bad decisions, and he's paying for it. And when he comes back, we're going to welcome him with open arms. He just needs to take care of it with God, and he'll take care of it with us. So we'll certainly do that. Mm-hmm. I talked to Paul not too long ago. Paul used to be our regular Sunday morning song leader, if you were here that long. He cut his foot or did something to his foot. As a man, he didn't really take care of it, and he lost part of that foot. In fact, he showed me some pictures on his camera. I just about lost it right there. It was nasty. But he seems to be doing good. When I was up, Linda was having some things done there at DTAR. He comes rolling in on that knee scooter like Ken and Velmer had, just zippity zip, but he really, really was in real dire straits there for a while. So still, huh? Okay, well, we'll certainly remember Paul. What else do we need to remember in our prayers? This is going to be perfect. Let me word our prayer. And if you don't mind, Barry, if you'll stick your head around the corner, let's just conclude with this prayer. We won't worry about the closing song, and I don't know who has the closing prayer. Let's just conclude with this prayer. If you feel comfortable, move around and hold hands with somebody. It just makes it feel so much more intimate. You don't really have to stand up if you don't want to, but let's just move around and do that. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, first of all, we're thankful for this congregation. We're thankful for the leadership that this church has had in times past. We're anticipating solid leadership in the future. And until then, Father, we pray that you'll continue to bless us. And the way that we feel, the way we feel most intimate with you is in prayer. And personally, Father, I am so thankful to have found a congregation that feels so intimately about prayer. And I will always be blessed by that. Father, I won't mention every one of these names again. You know even better than I. And as we were reading these names, no doubt some came to our mind that we just decided not to mention. And maybe the name that came to our mind was ourself. Maybe we need to pray that you will bless us, either with emotional healing or mental healing, or maybe as an example, we want to be even stronger and better in your sight. Maybe it's even for spiritual healing. Maybe we acknowledge that there is an area where we can grow even stronger in you. But we do pray, Heavenly Father, that you will. We know you will hear our prayers. And if it is your will, Father, we pray that you will answer our prayers by returning these to us. And if it is not your will, Father, thy will be done. We pray that you will dismiss us now in your love and in your care. Bring us back at the next appointed time. This is our prayer as always through Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much.